Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts in this section with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in the recording. There will be time for you to read the instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. The recording will be played once only. At the end of the test, you will be given 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Part 1. Part 1. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to the example. On the recording, you might hear,
Hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money, depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
On the test book, you will read, Which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A. Breakfast. B. Lunch. C. Dinner. D. All. The correct answer is A. Breakfast. We are ready to start. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
Question 2.
What is the woman's first memory?
The first thing I remember is when I was about 5, my father took me to the seaside. My brother stayed at home with my mother because he was too young. We couldn't go in the sea because it was too rough, but we spent hours playing on the sand.
Question 3.
Which train will the woman catch?
What time's the next train to Manchester, please?
You've just missed the 8:15. The next one's not until 10:15. There isn't one at 9:15.
But that's a 2-hour wait! And I'll be late for my appointment at 10:30. But I suppose I haven't any choice. I'll go for a coffee while I'm waiting.
Question 4.
What should the students take with them tomorrow?
Now, about the school picnic. It'll be hot, so leave your sweaters behind, but make sure you've got something to keep the sun off your head. And a drink in case you get thirsty. Oh, and something to write on. That's for a game we're going to play. And don't be late.
Question 5.
What will they do at the weekend?
What shall we do at the weekend, Tony? The Browns are coming up with their children. I was wondering about a visit to the zoo or a river trip, or just going down to the sea again.
Let's do something different. The weather should be good, so we could take a picnic to the castle instead. The children will enjoy it. It'll be a nice change from the beach.
Right then, we'll do that.
Question 6.
What does the woman need to buy?
Let me see. Eggs. I've got lots of those. Butter? I don't need that. I'll get some milk, bread, and I've nearly finished the toothpaste. Oh, there's a new one in the cupboard. But I do need some apples. Now, where's my purse?
Question 7.
How will the boy get to school?
Get up, Martin. It snowed during the night. The school bus won't be able to go, so you'll have to walk.
Oh, I'll go by bike.
Don't be silly. The snow's far too deep for that.
Then I'll ski. That'll be quicker than walking, and I can save the bus fare. But I'll have some breakfast first.
Question 8.
Which is Tanya's boyfriend?
Look, this is the band on the television now. Tanya's boyfriend is the singer.
She told me he played the guitar.
He does sometimes, but not tonight. And you know he used to be the keyboard player in that other band. He's so brilliant. Don't you think she's lucky?
Oh, I don't know. I think I prefer the drummer myself, actually.
That is the end of part 1.